This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We go to the BetQL guest hotline right now and welcome onto the show former Redskins quarterback, longtime NFL QB, Colt McCoy. Colt, I was telling the guys how great your breakdowns were on these QBs and what a media star you've become over with Underdog Fantasy with all of the time you've spent evaluating this quarterback class. It's been awesome, man. Congrats.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's been fun. Underdog is an awesome company. Great group of guys who love sports and specifically football, and it's been an awesome platform to be able to talk some ball and played for a long time, and that comes to an end for everybody. But just to be able to get on there with Jay and a couple other of my old teammates and talk a little bit, it's been a ton of fun.
Before we get into the quarterback class, and Washington at number two has a massive decision to make in a lot of ways, the future of the organization, kind of pivot point moving forward here. You were in Arizona with Cliff Kingsbury, and I'm just curious what you could tell us about Washington's new offensive coordinator.
I love Cliff, man. He's one of my favorites. Grinder. He loves football. He's played quarterback, right? Played at a really high level in college and a little bit in the pros. And it's fun to play for guys like him or Jay or Kevin who play the position, right? They see it differently. They have your back and, their mission and how they want the quarterback position to be played is very clear. And I think Cliff is going to have a ton of success in Washington. I'm so happy for him. I've talked to him several times and he's going to be great.
Colt, which of the four quarterbacks, forget about what pick a team might have, which of the four quarterbacks at the top of the board would fit with what Cliff Kingsbury likes to do?
I mean, listen, like nobody knows what's going to happen, but I'd be shocked if Washington doesn't take Jaden at two. I mean, he just brings, Caleb's going one. I think Jaden just brings so much to the table. He can make plays with his feet when he needs to. Cliff's offense, played in it for a few years. I'm probably the least athletic guy that he's had. but I think just, his intangibles, his athletic ability, but he's also really accurate as a passer. I mean, you watch all his tape. I mean, he's pushing balls down the field. He's putting balls in the tight windows. I think, you watch him at Arizona State and you think, oh man, this guy's like, this is a really talented guy. Right. But then you turn on this tape at LSU and you're like, wow, he got really polished. He got really confident. He had some great receivers to throw to. But, he helped those receivers. Right. He had an understanding of his offense and, throwing on different levels, throwing off platform. I just feel like he has all the tools, with Cliff as his coach and, the things that he brings to the table, it seems like that's a match to me.
I don't remember if you sat down with Jaden and got to go over film. I know you did like a Gruden QB camp thing that I loved with Drake May. It was when I started doing my research months ago, it was one of the first things I watched. What did you take out of that experience with him and what's your assessment on May? Sounds like obviously you think Daniels would be a better pick for Washington.
Yeah, I think Drake is awesome, right? He's a young guy. Just super, super raw. Again, he's a guy who played in two different systems, just like Jaden. Didn't have as much success last year, but he also lost some playmakers and had a new coach. And you know, it was, you know, there was some learning curve there. But as far as ceiling goes, I mean, I think Drake has a super high ceiling. You know, he kind of, you know, reminds you of like a Josh Allen. I'm not comparing them, but it's just, you know, he's more athletic than what people give him credit for. You know, he makes plays with his feet, but he also has a big arm and is not afraid to throw, you know, aggressively. And, you know, there's a lot to really like from him and a lot to think if you're a coach, like, man, I can coach this guy up to be a really special player in the NFL.
Colt, let's go to the opposite side here. What are some things you see that probably need some cleaning up or some work in both Daniels and May?
You know, I think just the game's different when you get to the NFL, right? You want to take your elite traits and your characteristics that you have, which they both have, and then, you know, get into a system where those can be refined. And, you know, I think for all these young quarterbacks, when you come into the league, like, just for me, you know, number one is accuracy and, like, just being able to consistently put the ball on the money, whether that's checkdowns or if that's, you know, big post versus quarters, right? You just got to consistently – you know, put that ball where it needs to be. And they certainly both can. I think, you know, when you watch anybody in college, right, you know, there's just things that pop up. It's like, man, we could clean up his feet a little bit. Like but I think those are things that can get cleaned up. You know, it's, you know, I think coaches are looking at just ability, talent, you know, quick release, mechanics of the throw, and then do they fit my system? Do they fit what we want to do? And, you know, I think for everybody, right, like, there's a learning curve when you get to the NFL. Just like, you know, guys that were open in college, you know, you're not going to see them that open in the NFL, right? The windows are tighter. You know, ball's got to come out sooner, more in rhythm. You got to throw guys open. And, you know, that's a learning curve for everybody. But, you know, those two guys, when you watch them on tape, you know they'll be able to make that transition.
Cowboy killer Colt McCoy on Grant and Danny here on The Fan, joining us to break down this draft class. If you haven't been following any of Colt's work online leading up to this draft, breaking down the QBs, you're missing out. It's just his name at Colt McCoy on X. He's with Underdog Fantasy, among some other avenues, where he is flexing some of that knowledge he picked up over the years and helping people get smarter on these prospects. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Colt, but it seemed to me like, I know you've gone on record as saying Caleb Williams is one of the most talented guys to come out that you've seen in years and years. So I'd imagine he's in his own tier up top. I mean, do you view Daniels and May as close as a second tier? Like, is McCarthy there with them? How do you rank it after that in terms of Washington's perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I think Caleb just he just has some, you know, he's played a lot. He's played in two different places. You know, he has the, you know, I don't want to compare him to Mahomes. He's kind of his own guy, but he, you know, he can throw a lot of different arm angles, right? Sometimes, you know, when he's playing, you're like, dude, why didn't you throw the bubble? It was wide open for probably 8 or 10 yards, and then he'll reset and throw a backside dig for 30. And you're just like, man, you know, like, I'd have probably thrown the bubble. But I think those are things that he'll have a learning curve too, but just sort of ability and, you know, quick release. He's made so many plays and, you know, when things break down, like he's going to find a way most times, right? Like Jay mentioned in our, you know, our couple of episodes, you know, like, he's had 30 turnovers, 30 fumbles, right? That's a lot of fumbles, right? So there's things that every quarterback's going to have to clean up, including him. And I think if you're Washington, you're sitting at two, and you look at the rest of the quarterbacks available, like, they're all talented, right? But I think that Jaden and Drake, you know, they just have a really, really high ceiling. I mean, listen, if Jaden gets in open space, like, good luck finding a way to get him down. I mean, he's shifty, he's quick, he's athletic, but he can also he's shown the last couple of years, especially last year, that he can read concepts, he can drop back in rhythm, you know, read the defense and put the ball in the money. So I think those two guys will be the next two quarterbacks off the board. I don't know if that's necessarily breaking news, but they're both, you know, talented, but I just don't see that Washington passes up on Jaden at two. That's
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Just my opinion.
Colt, maybe this isn't even a necessary question because Daniels is such an electric runner, and I think May has slept on athletically. He scrambled over 40 times for first downs on third and fourth down. But I just wonder, with everybody's boards looking the way they do, like, we're all kind of searching for, whether you want to call it a dual threat, like the superstar, the athlete, the guy that stresses the defense on every play. I mean, are we at a point where, like, the what you did or your teammates, Kirk now still playing in Atlanta, whatever, where, like, that style of quarterbacking, I don't want to say is disrespected, but is kind of – like, you're not hunting for the guy that just makes the right decisions in the pocket. Am I overstating that?
No, I would go back to what I said earlier, right? Like, accuracy is the most important thing. You know, like, you can say a lot, like, dual threat, athletic, you know, scares the defense. All those are good things. But you got to be able to make pre- and post-snap decisions and throw the ball accurately from the pocket, you know, with the pocket collapsing. You know, have the ability to stand in there and, you know, make big throws on third down. That's the NFL, right? That's why Kirk's still playing. So a lot of these guys, you know, who are pure passers can play for a long, long time. But, you know, the ability for guys to make some plays when it breaks down, you know, Caleb, Jaden, Drake, like, they have the ability to do that. Now, like, they can't rely on that. I call it street ball, right? Like, you can't go into a game in the NFL that matters and play street ball and win. And just, no one's ever done it. It's not been proven. But what has been proven is being accurate, making big throws on third down and in, you know, situational football that need to happen. And that's how you last in this league. I do think those guys have the ability to do that, like 100%. But they're going to have to learn that as they play more and get more experience, because the moment they start going into street ball, week two or three, and then it's all of a sudden it's week six and they're banged up, and now it's like, you know, now it's a bummer, right? So I mean, yes, you're right. I would say that, you know, when I evaluate quarterbacks, I evaluate that, like, the athletic ability, the suddenness, you know, the making plays when things break down, that's all a plus. But the main thing is being able to stand in the pocket and deliver and throw consistently on time, on the money.
Colt McCoy with us here on G&D. Colt, what do you think of J.J. McCarthy? Where does he fit in? Obviously, won so much, including the Natty title this past year, but wasn't asked to do as much as maybe some of the other guys. How do you evaluate him?
Yeah, he's a hard one to evaluate, honestly. I mean, look, you know, he's thrown for the same amount of yards every year he's played. You know, they've won a bunch of games. They've had a really strong run game. He's played in a very pro-style offense. You know, I think he definitely is a great quarterback, right? I mean, won a national championship. You know, when you watch him, you see a lot of, like, above the shoulders, you know, pops out on tape, checking the runs, seeing different structure. One of the reasons why I like watching them play is because there's not, like, the look-back offense, right? You don't look back to the sideline and coach tells you what play to get to. Then you like, I see him doing things on his own, sees cover zero and checks, you know, to a different play, or, you know, checks in and out of runs. Like, I mean, it looks to me like he has the capacity to kind of handle a pretty full playbook. And so that's obviously a huge advantage. And can he make the throws? Yeah. It's just, you know, he's thrown for 3,000 yards every year. I mean, you play a lot of football. That's pretty easy to do in college. So it's been kind of tricky to evaluate, but from what I see and, you know, when you watch him play, like, he seems super smart. He seems able to handle a lot of information, like the capacity of a big playbook. Seems like he can handle that just fine. And so definitely, you know, I think that there's a place for him. And, you know, he's a wild card. I don't know where he'll go. You know, whatever happens at three is going to kind of dictate the whole rest of the draft. So it'll be interesting to see. But, you know, certainly J.J. McCarthy is a solid quarterback. And, you know, he's got the intangibles that everybody else has. It's just he hasn't been asked to do as much as as some of these other quarterbacks have.
Colt, last one on these QBs for me. I've expected they're going to go Jaden Daniels for a little while, and it's hard not to be excited and tantalized by the skill set. The reason I'm more of a Drake May guy is, analytically speaking, some of the things over the years that I perceived to be predictors of maybe some struggles are areas where it hadn't gone very well for him. Whether it's, you know, throwing to the middle of the field, pressure to sack percentage, leaving clean pockets, those types of things worry me a little bit. But I can't watch the film and see what you see. I just don't have that acumen. I'm just curious either if you care at all about those types of numbers where over the years a lot of the guys that struggled, you know, don't end up making a smooth transition, and what your thought is on that as someone who watches the film and you see the 40 touchdown passes, you know, the 10 rushing touchdowns, just four picks, and you go, yeah, I think this will work in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think Jaden's game translates into the league. There's no question about it. I mean, you can turn on a couple games, you know, from last year, and it just like, man, he kind of shows it all. But, you know, I'm with you. When I watch Drake, I think of all the quarterbacks in the NFL, like, it may take a little bit of time for him, kind of like Josh Allen, right? Like, big, kind of country strong, you know, raw, like very raw, but also, you know, very coachable. And, you know, I think it's all about when, you know, what we all don't know, right? The meetings, the top 30 visits, the coaches get them in a room, they start talking ball, and they kind of get to know them. They get to know their personality, kind of know what they're made of. They ask their coaches questions. You know, they pull in teammates of theirs. Like, they get all the intel that we really don't get. So, but when I will tell you that when I watch tape, like, Caleb and Jaden they're elite, right? They have intangibles that, you know, aren't coachable, like speed, agility, quickness, making plays, putting the ball on the money. But for a guy that, you know, has a chance to play for a long time, is kind of built to kind of carry that and has like a really high ceiling, I'd probably say that's Drake.
Colt, I always thought you'd make a great coach. Is that an avenue you think you maybe want to go down, or are you just the media guy now?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a media guy. In fact, I wasn't. I mean, this has been fun, and it's been a cool opportunity. I've enjoyed it. I do. I mean, my dad was a coach. You know, kind of the role that I was in, sort of the second half of my career in the NFL. A lot of times, I felt like a coach. Right?
I was going to say, watching Hard Knocks when you were in the room with Cliff and Kyler, and I don't remember who else was in that QB room. You were basically like a quarterback's coach, and then you'd come off the bench and light it up and go back to coaching them up.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be a coach, right? I still haven't figured it out. You know, I ran into some elbow issues last year, and, you know, unfortunately, it just really hasn't kind of come back to, like, kind of how I need it to be in order to play at a high level in the NFL. And so that's been a pretty big bummer for me. But at the same time, like, you know, I've learned a bunch. You know, I think I could make a transition to being a coach. I'm just kind of figuring it out and spending some time with my family, and, you know, talking ball with Jay and some of my old teammates has been a ton of fun. Underdog's an awesome platform. We kind of created this little show called Clean Pocket, which, you know, it's kind of fun to talk about. But yeah, I mean, I think those are decisions that'll be made, you know, in the next coming months or year, and just see what happens. But I certainly have enjoyed time with my kids and my family, and, you know, played a long time and thankful for that, and just kind of praying about what's next.
Well, Colt, I know you had many moments in your career collegiately and in the pros, I'm sure, that were bigger and better than October 27th, 2014. But that game, that Monday nighter against Dallas, for a lot of reasons, comes up all the time still. I don't know if it's because it was like one of the last really good memories in terms of the actual Redskins, and now the name has changed and the whole organization's different. But 25 of 30 for three Bills, that comes up every now and then.
Hey, well, we all have one thing in common. We all hate the Cowboys. So I'm with you. That was a fun night. You know, I think, you know, playing for the Redskins, you know, I only played for the Redskins for 6 years, was there for 7 years. I mean, listen, I had some awesome coaches in my time there. You know, we obviously didn't win enough and wish we could have, and played with Kirk and Jay and Kevin and Sean and lots of great teammates. Like, I have a very fond memories of playing in the nation's capital, and wish I could have played better. And, you know, quite honestly, you know, this game is this is about staying healthy. And the moments that I had my opportunity to play, and I just, you know, I had some injuries at bad times, and, you know, that really affected my career. But I you can't take those back, and you're proud of, you know, playing for such a great organization, and thankful for the time and the memories there. Two of my kids were born there. So it, you know, I have a special place in my heart for that. And, you know, listen, this is a production business, you know, and I think if there's anything that these young quarterbacks will learn as they come into the NFL, it's like, man, you know, all the hype, all your name is everywhere. Everybody's going to love you. But like, you get into year two and year three and year four and year five, like it's about production and staying healthy. And, you know, I like all these guys, and I hope that that's the case for them.
Cole, it's great to catch up with you, buddy. Really appreciate the time, man. Great insight.
Okay, man. Thanks.
Former NFL QB and former Redskins quarterback Colt McCoy here on Grant and Danny.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.